And here's a look at First News. Fair, accurate, you get the damn truth. Israeli forces, backed by their fighter jets and drones, carried out a second little ground raid in the Gaza. The military said they struck targets on the outskirts of Gaza as they prepare a widely expected full-scale ground offensive to finally, once and for all, wipe out a terrorist regime that wants to kill every Jewish person on the face of the planet. Gaza has released details of names of people that have been killed. 1,400 were brutally murdered and slain and taken hostage in Israel when Hamas attacked them because of their faith. There are some real videos that the world needs to see, but Israel has yet to release them. 31 Americans died in that attack, and they still have Americans hostage. The Pentagon said our U.S. fighter jets had to launch some airstrikes Friday on two locations in Syria, linked to Iran's Revolutionary Guard. Strike comes in retaliation for a slew of drone and missile attacks against our brave men and women and our bases in the region. Joe Biden said he wants to maintain a delicate balance with Iran in the Middle East. The U.S. is trying to hit some of these Iranian-backed groups suspected of targeting the U.S. to deter any future aggression. Shocked and fearful Maine residents are still staying in their homes for a second night. There's hundreds of police and federal resources there now, searching intently for Robert Card, a U.S. Army reservist. Authorities said he fatally shot 18 people at a bowling alley and bar. The attack's the worst mass killing in state history. Armed police surrounded home where they searched for him, but left hours later after determining he wasn't there. Three of the wounded still are in critical condition. Schools and businesses are still closed. People were sheltered in their home in communities 50 miles away. The sad part about all of this that you may not hear about, folks, from a lot of news medias, they did a mental evaluation on Robert Card years ago after Robert Card threatened to do a mass killing. And the people evaluated him, decided to put him on some controlling drugs and release him back into the streets rather than putting him away because he was a threat to society. Now 18 people were dead and 30 others still struggling. Survivors of the Category 5 storm killed 27 people, devastated Acapulco, said they're getting slow government assistance. They're trying to repair the tourism infrastructure immediately. They need that for their revenue. That coastal city of 1 million was once known for its beachside glamour. Now they're in a state of chaos. It's been overwhelmed, too, by drug lords and the Mexican cartels over the recent 50 years. Acapulco is not what Acapulco used to be. 66% of all Americans, 2 out of 3, said their household expenses are rising so fast they can't keep up. Can't keep up? Far outpacing their income. New poll released yesterday, outpacing earnings. Most Americans said their debt is rising and it's not going away. Credit card debt now in America at an all-time high. 4 in 10 can't even pay their auto loans. 1 in 4 medical debt. Only 15% of Americans were able to save money over the last year. Only 15%. Larry Elder's backing out. He was running for president again this year. Elder said that he will endorse former President Donald Trump. He's the fourth major candidate to suspend his campaign. Miami's mayor, Texas Congressman Will Hurd, and Perry Johnson are the others that have decided not to run. You know, forests in California may be disappearing. What the hell kind of science is that? Maybe? Scientists said that repeated fires and drought and beetle infestations are altering the Sierra Nevadas, despite relatively mild wildfire seasons this year and last year. That's interesting. The last 2 years, they haven't had the fire seasons in California that they normally have.
That's right.
Which makes them sad. Efforts are underway by state and federal government officials now to start clearing underbrush and set fires under ideal conditions to clear the undergrowth. Environmentalists are challenging it. And why were the fires previously so bad? Da-da-da-da! The underbrush and all the residue under the trees that they would not allow them to clear. And if they are losing forest, Did they talk about residential expansion going into the areas now, building homes? We're losing 45 acres of prime farm ground every hour in America from growth, folks. Growth. United Auto Workers Union, they reached a tentative contract with Ford. The four-year deal was approved by their 57,000 union members. They all went back to work yesterday. That's putting pressure on the other ones, General Motors and Stellantis. They're meeting with United Auto Worker bargainers to see if they can reach an agreement. 17,000 striking workers met the agreement with Ford. They're back working. Factories are running. GM and Stellantis will have to follow the pattern. Their president said that UAW President Sean Fain, they'll add factories to their strikes if they don't get a deal soon. Google is beginning their defense against a federal lawsuit of illegally thwarting their competition for its search engines. Thursday's testimony came from top executives who talked about the precarious nature of the company's success. Senior vice president testified in court as the tech giant defends itself against the biggest antitrust trial in 25 years. He described Google as a company beset by competitors and sometimes derided by younger people as Grandpa Google. The Justice Department is accusing Google of using anti-competitive tactics to maintain dominance when it comes to internet search. World shares advanced a little bit today, but oil prices jumped $2 a barrel as the Israeli military prepares for their invasion of Gaza. U.S. futures advanced today. On Thursday, the S&P 500, though, fell 1.2%. That is the ninth drop in 11 days. NASDAQ was down almost 2% yesterday, and the Dow sank almost 1%. They're worried about a wider conflict disrupting oil supplies in that region and pushing oil prices higher. Oh, and the White House said Google Maps and Google Arts and Culture will be launching a new virtual tour of the White House. It's the first such virtual tour. It will include audio captions. It also will be the first with the Spanish translation while you're touring the White House. The White House and Google said the updated tour is part of First Lady Jill Biden's mission to make the White House accessible to as many people as possible. She made herself accessible to Joe Biden when she was 16. And if you haven't seen the picture of her sitting on his lap while he was married to another woman, that was unbelievable. Uh-huh. Oh, yeah, it was kind of gross at the time. Not everyone, she said, could come to Washington and score a ticket for a White House tour. The First Lady also hopes that teachers will use the tour to educate students about the White House in history. And they just can't have people walking the White House anymore. I mean, who knows when you're going to stumble upon a bag of cocaine sitting there on the floor and then not being able to find out where it comes from. So you can get now a virtual tour of the White House if you would like. And the National Zoo's three pandas will be heading home earlier than expected. The adult bears, Mei Zhang, Tian Tian, and the cub, Zhao Kuiji, will be returning to China in November. It's the zoo's exchange agreement with the Chinese government that was originally brokered by President Richard Nixon 50 years ago. That agreement expires December 7th. Ongoing negotiations to extend the agreement have not been able to produce any results. Folks, the people in the White House can't even work out an agreement on panda bears. Panda bears, Mark.
Jeez.
And so they're shipping them back to China. And they should chip them, put chips in there. Maybe we can hear something going on there. That's what the Chinese do. They were sending over their hazardous waste and sheetrock that was coming to the U.S., folks. A lot of you don't remember that story. I remember the story. So anyway, the three pandas have to go back to China.
In sports, nationally televised basketball game last night, Philadelphia and Milwaukee. And James Harden did not appear for Philadelphia. He has been fighting with the team since he signed his $35.6 million option. Said, I'm signing this, now trade me to the Clippers. and they have been unable to get that trade done. So the NBA has a policy now. They don't want you resting your stars. If your stars are healthy, they want them to play. Yeah. Playoffs or not, doesn't matter what's coming up. Mm-hmm. And so they're looking into whether or not Philadelphia's going to be punished for Harden not playing. Mm-hmm. I had heard last night Harden showed up at the airport, and they wouldn't let him on the plane. Hey, well, I want to fly to Milwaukee. Not with us.
That's funny. Well, we're going to start a slow warming trend after today. Today, we're going to be 37 degrees below normal for the high. Nobody in America is telling you that, though. They'll just tell you about the East Coast, where it's going to be 10 degrees above normal. 17, that's it today. 27 tomorrow, 34 Sunday, and by next weekend, still expecting temperatures mid to upper 40s, close to 50, so that'll be nice. Officially at the airport now, it's 5. Roads are a lot better today as they improved again. 6:44, and that's what's happening. Mark and Paul here together. We're on top of things, just like Jill Biden.